love crazy people. I love Julianne with my whole heart. She cannot be anything but herself, and that helps me. Before I start, I want to do two things. Number one, I want to answer a couple of questions. It was fun to come home and find all these messages everywhere of people asking questions. So, number one, the gentleman I met in the park, you remember? He didn't not only receive the Lord, but straight from there, he went to a Bible school. And after that, he became a pastor. Today, he's married with 5 beautiful children. So I just had to finish that story. English is my third or fourth language. So even if it's a bit inelegant sometimes, it's better than my Spanish or my Norwegian, correct? So, okay. And the rest we'll take later. But I would love for you to join me in doing one thing. I was in Israel for 10 years. When I was 5 years old, God called me to Israel, to Jerusalem, and my heart, is for the Jewish people. And my heart is in Zion. And I know that I will be back. Like Terminator. not like him. I'm not gonna go with a gun, if that is. But I'll be back. I was working there for 10 years, helping Holocaust survivors and creating musicals. We were able to reach tens of thousands of children in theaters, and it was amazing. So would you please stand up with me? Because I want to pray. Today is Shabbat, it's the day of rest. There are many mothers in Israel. That are not at peace because their babies and their toddlers and their mothers and their husbands are captive in Gaza. And I cry for every human being suffering, no matter where they are from. But today I want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because I know my God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the reason why I know that he's going to be faithful with me, because he has always held his word with his people, no matter where their heart was. I would love to sing a prayer that every Jewish mother and woman sing on Shabbat. And as we do this, please close your eyes. I was going to show you the faces, but if I would have done that, I could not have continued. But you have seen them. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that you and I will become the warrior in the spirit that will release the power of God. Shalom Alechem, Malachei HaShalom, Malachei Elyon, Mi'imelech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem LeShalom Malachei HaShalom Malachei Elyon. Akatosh Baruch Hu. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that said that the heavens and the earth will pass, but your word will not pass. We come humbly before you to thank you for your faithfulness and your love, your everlasting love. In this moment, Father, I want to pray for the heart of each mother in Israel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for protection for each one of those babies and those toddlers. Thank you, because they are not alone. And I want to pray for that peace that passes all understanding. And I want to pray in the name of Jesus that they will be able to come back home. And I just pray that you show us daily how to pray for Israel, for your beloved people. Help us stand. Help us not be silent again. We love you because you are our God. And everything that you have spoken will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please sit down. I would love to start by going to Matthew 25, 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came back to them. We know the story. The Lord gave to 1 5, to 1 2, to 1 1 talent, according to what? Their abilities. And then he left. The one with 5 multiplied. The one with 2 multiplied. The one with 1 was afraid. Was afraid of what the master would say. He was afraid of losing it. He was afraid of what other people will think of him, because he had 1 while others had 5. He was afraid of not being perfect. He was afraid of not speaking English perfectly. He was afraid of not being as pretty and elegant as Carrie Pickett. He was afraid. Afraid. So he hid it. You know, most of the time you think you're humble when you don't dare to use your 1 talent. But I think the truth is that we're so proud. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be perfect. This talent I have, it's not that good. So I'm going to hide it. Moses, I love it. I love Moses writing that he was the most humble man on earth. I love John writing that he was the beloved disciple of Jesus. I love it. Humbleness is to understand that you are made of dust, and dust you will become. Humbleness is understand that it's not about you. It's not about you, donkey. You know the story, right? Jesus riding into the, and Andrew tells the story about, you know, this man, this missionary that kept saying, no, no, it's not me, it's him. Can you imagine the donkey entering Jerusalem? Wow, they really like me. It's not you. All you need to be is dirt. All you need to be is good soil. All you need to realize is that through my weakness, his power is revealed. All you need to do is get rid of the fear that makes you hide the one talent you were given. Because you know what happens? The master came back. And the one with five talents said, you see, you gave me five, I give you five back. And God says, good and faithful servant. Because you were faithful with what you had, I will give you more. And then the one with two comes and says, I doubled it. And God said the same to the one that had four as to the one that had 10. But then the one came. I was so worried because I know that you are a very strict master and you reap where you didn't sow. So here, your money back. What did God said? What did the master said? You should have put that in the bank at least, so that I would have gained interest. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies. If you don't know what to do with your talent, if you're afraid, please hook up with someone that is doing something and give them your one talent so that you can receive the interest of what they are doing. Find someone that is doing something and help them. Yoo-hoo, I'm here. I really need a lot of help. And you know what happens when you serve someone else? Wow, you learn. Because you see them close up. You see that, man, they mess up as much as I do. There is a story in the Bible that has been speaking to me so much. Mary, Christmas is coming. I hope you come to see her at Christmas. Mary was visited by an angel. And the angel of the Lord said to her, what? What is the first thing he said? Do not fear. Ladies, I know that one of the strongholds that we need to tear down with violence is fear. Fear is stopping you from living, is stopping you from daring, is stopping you. Fear. So the angel said, my dear, do not fear. Because what? You have found favor. And then he said, you will conceive a son. His name will be Jesus. And you know that, the whole story. And Mary, she didn't doubt, but she said, I don't know how that will happen. But here you have your willing servant. Mary received a word from God. How many of you have received a word from God? So what happened then? The angel, he kind of gave her a hint what to do next, right? He said, your cousin Mary, she too is pregnant. Hint, hint. And Mary knew, huh? my cousin Mary, she's 98 years old or something like that. She has been barren her whole life. How can this be? But of course she knew, okay, so the same miracle that happened with her is going to happen with me. So the angel said, Elizabeth, what did Mary do? Mary received a word from God. And Mary didn't stay in Nazareth. She ran to Elizabeth. Can you imagine what would have happened, or maybe what could have not happened, if Mary would have stayed in Nazareth? Can you imagine the fear of the mom and the fear of the dad? You were pregnant out of marriage in Nazareth. You're going to be stoned. You're going to be accused of adultery. You're going to die. And mom, this has never happened again. Can you imagine if you were the mom of Mary and she came and said, Mom, I am pregnant, but it's not men. Now we know that it happened to Mary, but still, when I heard people come and say, yeah, but I was not with a man, I'm pregnant, honey, that doesn't happen again. Even though they knew Mary and her character, they could not comprehend, because the word was not theirs, it was hers. Can you imagine when the belly starts growing a little, Joseph? I don't think Mary was ready to face Joseph. So she ran to the one place where the seed of God that had been just planted in her could be protected. The one place where she didn't have to use her strength to fight, but only believe. The one place where she could be huddled. Ladies, you need to find your Elizabeth. So many words and promises have died in your heart because you stayed in the same place where you are. And you didn't have enough strength to fight the unbelief that came against you. Ladies, we need to understand what is the power that works in us. You need to understand what is the power that works in you and not go above it. You need to kill the lion and the bear before you dare to stand before Goliath. If God has given you a word, you guard it with everything you have. And you go to the place, to the friend that will fight with you. Do not tell too early the vision that God has given you if you don't have the strength to fight. Go to Elizabeth and listen to her and let her protect the seed of God that has been planted in your heart. And to the rest of you, be careful you are not a Nazareth. Be careful you don't kill the seed of God that is planted in people around you just because it's not your vision to understand. Guard your heart. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. You have been given a talent. 2, 5. When God called me and told me that and showed me my future and my life and millions in heaven because of movies and songs, I didn't understand half of it. And I told you yesterday, I didn't have one talent. I had minus. But you know what I had? I had stubbornness. I had will. I had understood that it's not about me, but it's about him and what he can do through little me. So you know what? I started using the talents I didn't have. Please, those of you that are called to do something, stop talking about it and start doing it. Please, those of you that know that God is calling you to feed the hungry, don't talk about it anymore. Don't wait for the perfect storm. Don't wait for the money and the perfection. Just do it now with what you have. And if you don't have, borrow a talent from someone. But just do it. Do what you are called to do. I went to the home for elderly people. You remember? And then, when I was 18, I went to a home for orphans. I had promised that when I grew up, I was going to go back to the land where I was born, and I was going to work with orphans. So I went there, and I was so excited. Kids are my favorite thing. Babies, oh, I want babies. I have four babies. That was one of the questions. I have four children waiting for more, just so that you know. But you know, maybe someone will give me a talent because I think my husband is done. I came to the orphanage and I couldn't wait to kiss and hug and tell goodnight stories and have Sunday school with a green flannelograph. How do you say that? The flannelographer? Whatever, you know the thing that you put figurines and they stick. Ah, that's what I said. So I came there, I did everything, I read books, I even studied children's psychology in college for 2 years to be able to be perfect. So I had 40 children in the middle of the jungle, no electricity, half blind, because I was half blind. I was born half blind, and no one discovered it until I was 11 years old. That's why I used to live in my own bubble, because I couldn't see what was going on around me. I came there, I did what I could, I cried. I got up 3 a.m. to wake up 40 kids. I had 7 babies. You don't know how many diapers I had to change and wash. I would sleep 3-4 hours. I had to kill the chickens that we were going to eat. I had never fried an egg in my life. I even had to kill a few pigs. I still have nightmares about it. But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And you know what? You can do so much more than what you think. One of the biggest mistakes we make is that we make life so easy for our children. We pamper them so much. We steal the will from them. We choose from them. We think that we have the right to choose over our children. So we try to manipulate them because we love them and we want them to be perfect and do everything perfect. And we steal the will from them. I tell you, those 2 years I cried every day. Man, I wanted to give up. I wanted to go home to my mama that always made the food for me and she cleaned the room for me. But those were the best. That was the best that could ever happen to me because it stretched my tent. It stretched my ability to work. Now, nothing is hard. Really? Man, nothing is hard. Sometimes when I work with people, I really want to send them to the orphanage. I really want to, oh, it's so hard work. Really? But I still have compassion sometimes. And anyway, hard work, you get the picture. These kids were, half of them were demon possessed, like exorcist level demon possessed. And I prayed and fasted and I anointed the house and I rebuked and I remember I say, Holy Spirit, what is it? Why is it not working? And he said, they have free will. You know, God will fight for the free will of men all the way to the gates of hell. No matter how much he loves them, he has given us free will. I was exhausted, desperate. My job was to prevent them from killing each other or raping each other, literally, every day. I didn't even know how children was made when I was 18. I was the most naive. It was traumatic. But one day, the worst thing was to run in the jungle at night because those kids would put snakes in my way and a scorpion. I got bit by a scorpion that they had put in my bed. So one night after dinner, I know I need to run around searching for them in the forest. After dinner, the Holy Spirit took over and I jumped on a table and I started dancing flamenco. Like a crazy person. And I danced flamenco and I danced. And for the first time ever, I had the attention of the kids. I had tried to do Sunday school in Flane, whatever, and I could not get their attention 5 minutes so that they could hear the word of God, because I know the word of God is the uncorruptible seed, the one and only thing that can transform their lives. I cannot change them. The word can change them. But I need to get their attention so that I can give them the word. So while I was dancing flamenco, they were sitting there for the first time quiet for 2 hours. And the Holy Spirit told me, you see, mommy, now you can speak. So the next day, dinner, everyone was sitting, waiting. Is she going to do that thing again? This time, I put red lipstick. The Holy Spirit told me so. And I jumped on that table, but I didn't only dance. I started singing. I started singing, inventing songs, the word of God. It was not pretty, but they don't have TV, so they didn't know. The next day, the Holy Spirit woke me up and he said, Elizabeth, you need to take a notebook and you need to go to each bed of the children, 40 kids. So I took the notebook and I went to each bed. And the Holy Spirit showed me the life of these kids, each one of them. Dad killed mom in front of her. Then she was in the streets for 2 years. I just let my mind and imagination go wherever he took me. And then the missionary lady from Sweden comes and I have a book like this with 40 crazy stories. And I said, ma'am, I may be totally off, but I think that I know the story of these kids. So the missionary sits down and I start talking and I just see her go and take a book, a thing, with all the papers she has from the kids, from the police. And after hearing and following, she started writing in the police papers the rest of the story that she didn't have. Everything was perfect match. The God that knows all things lives inside of you. You just need to get out of the way. After that day, I knew the kids. I knew what they struggled with. I knew who had been exposed to witchcraft. I knew who had been sexually abused. I could make stories each night, dancing flamenco and Bible verses. I could tell them the story that had the secret for their life. And then they were so excited that every night I would include them. If they did the homework, if they helped me kill the chicken, if they, then you can be in the show, but you need to learn this Bible verse, you need to learn this song. Everything changed. For 2 years, I made a new musical each day. And I had an audience that was captivated because my one desire was to set them free and to heal their hearts. You know what happened after 2 years using my one talent? It became two, and it became three, and it became four. And man, my father says, God was so annoyed of hearing you sing that he had to fix you. Because you would not shut up. You get better when you work hard and use what you have. God is the God of multiplication. He's not the God of drive-through plus one plus plus. He's the God of multiplication. He has given you all you need to do what he created you to do. So start using what you have, because until you are faithful in the little, he's not going to give you more. Use what you have in the house. Man, I use my kids all the time. They are in my house. So they help me do everything. Thank you, kids. I love you. After those 2 years, I had learned so much. I had learned how to sew because I used all the curtains. Have you seen Sound of Music? Well, that was me, but just not pretty costumes. And after that, I kept growing and growing and learning and learning. And I discovered that there is nothing I cannot learn if I have the Holy Spirit and YouTube. Tell me, what can you not learn? You can do anything. You just need to start where you are and begin to walk. Walk toward your destiny. Find an Elizabeth. And I want to end by reading from, it's a long ending, so don't worry. reading from Ephesians 6, 12. For we do not wrestle against, how do you say that? That against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness in the of the age, against spirit hosts of wickedness in the highly places. This sounds like Lord of the Rings. Therefore, take up the full armor, O you ninja warrior princess. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all what? Stand therefore, having girded your waist with what? Truth. We need to know what is truth. You need to know what is truth. You need to learn to understand what the word says, because ladies, let me tell you, your emotions and hormones are not always right. And if I, a Latino woman, can control my emotions 98% of time, so can you. My emotions have to submit to the truth of the word. The belt gathers the whole armor. I will know the truth, and the truth will set me free. And I will renew my mind every day, taking captive everything that rises up against the knowledge of God. And you have to do that every day. The other thing with the belt, what hangs on the belt? One of my favorite. We're getting to that, ninjas. Where was I? Truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, what does the breastplate cover? Guard your heart, because all the issues of life come from it. And what is the plate? Righteousness. What is righteousness? Right standing with God. Because of how good you are? Because of what He has done for you. It's what He did for you that helps you protect your heart. It's knowing who you are because of what He did. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, you need to be standing in the center of peace. And I tell you, the war is to stand on peace. And what is peace? The gospel, the true gospel of who God is and what He has done for us. It doesn't matter what situation you are going through, you can always stand in perfect peace. You know, depending in what area of my life is, sometimes it takes me longer, sometimes it takes me shorter, but I know that I just need a few minutes. No matter what the hit is, just give me a few minutes and I can go to the place where there is always perfect peace. Because He never changes. Because His word is the truth. So fight to put those sandals on and live in the perfect peace that is not depending on circumstances, because it's beyond understanding. You can do it. Don't let fear take you away, because fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is what's neutralizing the power of God in your life. Stay away from fear. Live in peace. It is possible. Above all, take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. Ladies, the shield is not a tent where you can cowardly hide under and make a cozy environment for yourself. The shield is a mighty weapon that will help you go through enemy line and enter your promised land. The promises of God are a mighty weapon that you need to use to push the enemy away. Please don't leave hiding under the shield. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to isolate you. You don't dare to move. You are under those. And please don't tell anyone I'm here. Your shield is to use it to fight the enemy, but also to defend others. Have you seen Roman movies where they all are in a square with the shields and they all protect each other? You need to start protecting your neighbor. You need to use your mighty shields, the promises of God, as a weapon, not a hiding place. Take the helmet of salvation. Wow. What does the helmet protect? Not your hair. No, it squeezes it and makes it ugly, but the helmet protects your mind, your brain, your thoughts. The war is here. Man, we keep blaming the devil, and it's just we that don't have a renewed mind. You need to put that helmet of salvation. The revelation of what He has done has to be the filter that protects your thoughts. And now we get to my favorite. Haha, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Have you ever tried to lift a sword? It's heavy. It's super heavy. And sadly, if you have to go to war and you have never lifted the sword, I'm sorry, but you're done. Do you know that there is a way to use the sword effectively? And then there is a way to use the sword, so it's just in the way for you. Do you know that the enemy has a strategy and he has a way of fighting? Do you know that the enemy knows where your weak spots are and he knows how you fight and he knows how well you use your sword? I don't like to give the enemy attention. That's all he wants. But you need to understand who you are fighting and what his strategy is. And he knows your sword better than you. When he tempted Jesus, what did he use? The word. You know what he does with you? He uses the word and he twisted it. He takes a truth and he just takes the truth a tiny slide to the side so that it has no effect. Look at the Catholic world. Oh, so much on my heart. They are so close to the truth in so many ways, but there are so many that are following Mary and not Jesus. The enemy is fighting you. He has a strategy. You better know your sword. Because if not, you know what happens when you don't know the sword? You start fighting and you hit your friends more than you hit the enemy. You do. You hit and hit. Isn't it right that we have more swords in the back than in the front? Learn to use the sword. Know his strategy. The sword. You know what the sword does? The word of God says that the word of God is like what? And what does it do? It divides the spirit from the soul. You need to know how to use that sword to understand what is God and what is you. Know the word. Love the word. You cannot fight without being prepared. You cannot fight without having the armor. You need to have a plan. If you want to be a warrior, you need to know how to fight. And I want to end with a story. I'm like the musicals. I always have a lot of endings. All my musicals have three endings at least. I was preaching in Honduras about one of my favorite things to preach is fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. If you fear, you are like the waves. You are a double-minded man or woman. Don't think that you will get what you want. You know why? You cannot be double-minded. You cannot have faith and fear. Sorry. So your fight, when you have the armor, your fight number one is against fear. And we women, wow, we are amazing at making movies. Our emotions take over. And we make movies and we go there. What is the worst thing that could ever happen just so that I don't get disappointed? You cannot do that. You know, God is almighty, but he has given you free will, and your fear is making his power to nothing. Faith is the opposite of fear. So I've been preaching on my way back to the U.S. We stopped in the airport. You give your passport. What is that? That. I just do this so that you will pay attention. So in the customs, they look at my passport and they discover that, honey, you don't have a working visa in the U.S. At this point, I've been working in the ministry for 1 year, and everyone, lawyers and everyone, thought that I had an R1, but I didn't have an R1. They gave me an R2. So for 1 year, I've been working illegally in the United States. And the police takes me to one place, to the next one, until I end up in jail. And he said, honey, you are arrested, accused of fraud against the United States of America, and the ministry that hired you and have been paying you illegally is in trouble. And he said, honey, you will end up, and he was a nice guy. And I told him everything, and he said, 11 months in jail, maybe, and then you will be deported, never to be allowed to enter the U.S. again. And he's speaking, and the Holy Spirit is, you remember what you preached about yesterday? My heart started, and I started seeing myself. And you know, the biggest trauma right there that could make me freak out is those orange pants they give you in jail. That would totally have ruined my image. So, the Holy Spirit said, shut up every thought, take them captive now. Don't let your emotions go or you are done. Stop. And then he said, Elizabeth, if you do not fear but only believe, I will turn the worst to the best. And I was okay. And then I started, those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. And I sang to my heart and I spoke to my heart. And it took me like 3-4 minutes to come to the place that, okay. And then the next question comes from the Holy Spirit, and you have to be ready for this. Okay, I'm in peace. What next? You need to learn to hear his voice. And then he says, Elizabeth, what is the best you can believe me for? Oh, I hate when he does that. Can't you just tell me? And then I know the worst. You know it too, the orange pants. And now what is the best that I can believe him for? And listen, it's not what your mouth can say. It's not the Bible verse you can recite. It's the authority that you possess, because you killed the lion and you killed the bear, and you know that I own this. The problem is that we listen to Carrie and we want to be like Carrie, but we don't want to walk the walk that she did. We want drive through. You have to own it. You need to know what is the power that works in you. And to know what the power that works in you is, you need to start walking. You need to start experiencing what it is to live in perfect peace. So I had to go and I said, Holy Spirit, come with me in my heart and help me. What is the power that works in me? What can I believe for that I have cash to give you? You know, that I can, what can I believe you for? And we came to an agreement together. And he pushed me. Come on, you can. And I said, okay, I can believe that I can walk out of here with permanent residency to the United States of America. And when I said it, I got a bit dizzy. So then I knew, okay, I'm stretching my faith a tiny bit, because you have to stretch your faith each day a tiny bit. If not, you ain't growing. Okay, so the policeman comes and he says, wow, this is not looking good. And there was this one police that absolutely felt so much compassion. I heard him screaming at his boss in the office in Spanish. They didn't know I speak Spanish. Not that I don't understand how he didn't catch it with my beautiful accent, but... he was saying, sir, she is the first honest person I have met in 10 years working here. You need to let me help her. So the boss didn't want to. She broke the law. She deserves the punishment. Please. And this guy fought for me. So he came and he said, honey, I'm going to send you to Norway. Let's buy a ticket. And let's get you out of here so you don't go to jail. And I didn't have my credit card outside with Ivar, so I didn't have anything. And he said, I'm going to buy it for you. But listen, I knew if I say yes to this, I'm saying no to the best. Yes. Man, how many times do we compromise? How many times do we start the race, but we don't trust him enough? And I said, sir, thank you, but no thank you. And he said, honey, they're going to put you to jail. But I knew that if I go to Norway, they will never let me in again. I would not have the orange pants. Long story short, after 2 hours, I walked out of there with permanent residence to the United States of America. But it was a fight. It was a fight where every step of the way I had to say, that's not the best. But it's because I knew that I could trust him. It's because I was speaking the promises of God. You need to stand. You need to ask God, were you created to do? And you need to start walking on that direction. If you don't know, man, hook up with someone that knows. And help them, give them your talent, and you will see they will grow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everything you have given us. And I ask you in this very moment that you will give the absolute certainty to each one here to know that they are created by you with a purpose. They are not a coincidence. And I pray in the name of Jesus that Holy Spirit, you will become their best friend, the lover of their soul, that they will hold your hand through life, that they will learn to hear your voice. And I pray that the word of God is going to become their daily bread. And that they will renew their minds. Thank you. Thank you, because with you, nothing is impossible. Amen.